The Chattanooga Zoo is welcoming guests to the opening of the newest section of the zoo while celebrating the annual Go Bananas event. I learned more about what you can expect if you visit the zoo this Saturday. Go Bananas Day is coming up on June 15, and Marissa Ogles joins us from the Chattanooga Zoo to talk about the primates that will be enjoying all those bananas and other bright new things going on with the Chattanooga Zoo.
We're really excited, Rabbit. This Saturday, June 15th, is Go Bananas for Reptiles Day because we're combining our annual Go Bananas celebration with the opening of our second half to the Deserts and Forests of the World exhibit, the forest portion, which includes a lot of really neat reptiles such as Komodo dragons, Chinese alligators, and even some furry things like a sloth and other fun stuff. We're really excited. And of course, the Deserts and Forests exhibit is the zoo's first foray really into the venomous species population. We've never had venomous reptiles at the zoo before, and now we have quite a few. Got all types of rattlesnakes, vipers. So it's really interesting. And of course, they're very well contained, but it's really neat to see some of those animals in person and up close.
Go Bananas has always been an annual event celebrating the primates you have at the zoo. With the new exhibit opening, which is very near, you'll be able to see both the primates, which are a lot of fun and have been there, some of them almost since the beginning in terms of the type of animals you've had at the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have some of the zoo's longest inhabitants.
Right.
And the newest ones just a few steps away.
Absolutely. And, you know, the primates by no means are going to be overshadowed. We're going to be having some fun enrichment items and games and stuff for them. We're just having the added bonus of some reptiles and a new exhibit. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And you're right, they're right next to each other in the footprint of the zoo. And so I think that's going to be really great. People can do both seamlessly.
If you visited the zoo recently, for me, it's been a little frustrating seeing these under construction. You can't go here, and you always wonder what's going on just beyond your line of sight.
That's right.
What can we expect?
You're just going to be floored. Two new buildings, completely brand new, over 30 new species to the zoo's collection. It's amazing how well done both of these exhibits are and how they really reflect the biomes they are trying to reflect, the deserts and then the forests. And they've created a great habitat for a lot of these animals, and it really adds immeasurably to the footprint of the zoo. So we're real excited to get it up and going and move on to bigger and better things.
If you start at the ticket booth of the zoo and you walk all the paths and do the whole thing, how far have you walked?
That's an excellent question. I know this because we just did the Run Wild. It's about 1 kilometer all the way around. So if you go through by the tortoises, around through the aviary, down by the cougars, and then the snow leopards, and back to the front entrance, it's about 1 kilometer.
So how much are you adding now with this new forest?
Well, you know, the new Deserts and Forests is kind of right on the pathway. So you're probably adding, you know, 60 to 100 feet just because you're veering off the pathway. But the new exhibit replaced the old Misunderstood Marvels exhibit, which was our old reptile house.
When you brought in some of these new species, of course, any animals moved between zoos are pretty much kept separate from everyone else until they go through a period of time that you know that they're disease-free and
Absolutely.
They can acclimate themselves to the temperatures and different changes in humidity of our area. Did you have any issues with any of the animals acclimating to Chattanooga?
You know, we have been really blessed. All of the animals that we have gotten in for this exhibit, I mean, we got a Komodo dragon from Hungary over in Europe as part of our transatlantic Komodo conservation efforts, which was really neat. And he's done just fine. And all the other animals, even our little sloth, you know, we were a little concerned because she wasn't moving that much. And then we realized she's just a sloth and they don't move that much anyways. So maybe that was probably she was just happy. But everybody seemed to, you know, really get acclimated. And of course, you know, it's going to be another adjustment actually moving into the exhibit from quarantine. But it's such a nice habitat, and some of the Komodos have already been over there, Chinese alligators, and even our sloth kind of tested out, and they seem to really like their new habitat, so we're really excited to get them in there.
This was also a learning curve for the caretakers at the zoo. They had to learn what these new habitats needed in order to keep the new animals happy.
Absolutely. They had to learn a lot about these new animals, including what to do with venomous species and how to handle a snake attack if that were to happen. We had to get all this antivenom flown in from all over the world and stored at the zoo in case something were to happen. And so that's kind of been a new twist for the keepers.
And of course, we'll point out the possibility of something happening would be to the keepers, not to the guests of the zoo.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the venomous species in particular are only handled behind the zoo exhibit, behind zoo doors. The general public would never come in contact. They would just be able to look at them.
Entry into the new forest exhibit comes right along with your standard ticket.
Absolutely. It's just a real big added bonus. And we're really excited. We're not changing admission prices at all, but we're just hoping to really enhance the guest experience.
Go bananas for reptiles at the Chattanooga Zoo on Saturday, June 15th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Celebrate the opening of the zoo's newest exhibit, Forests of the World. For more information, visit the web at chatzoo.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.